Welcome to the Busy Successful Women's Podcast. Hi there, everyone, and welcome to the Busy Successful Women's Podcast. We're at episode number 2, and today we are talking about cleansing. So some people call it a cleanse, some people call it a detox. I kind of now call it a reset. I've been doing this every January and September for probably, 5 or 6 years now. So I've kind of got away from the all-out cleanse and moved into a bit of a reset. So there's a couple things before we get started that I just want to share. First and foremost, what I'm going to talk about are only my opinions. I'm just sharing, and I'm sharing what I've done and kind of what I've learned along the way. It doesn't mean it's right. I kind of believe that everyone is different and everyone has to do what works for them. There are thousands of ways to do cleanses, and like I said, everyone has to do what works for them. This just happens to be my way. Also, I just want to mention that I don't have any affiliation with anyone I'm going to talk about or any brands I'm going to talk about on here. Again, it's just what I've tried and what I've done over the years and what's kind of worked for me. And it's really just, it's just information. And kind of, you know, it's kind of like anything, information. What you do with it is kind of up to you. It's just sharing an information. In terms of cleansing, what I have found is that you really need to find what works best for you. You need to educate yourself over time. I've read a ton of books and watched a lot of documentaries, talked to a lot of people, and then taken that the information that really made sense to me, and then kind of tailored a program or a lifestyle that fits within my life. So what I end up having today is a mix and match of different concepts and different pieces of information that I've kind of put together to come up with my cleanse and how I do things. So let's go ahead and get started. So like I mentioned, 5 or 6 years ago, I started doing cleanses, and I was on my the first cleanse that I ever really tried was called Isagenix. And I think most people are familiar with Isagenix. They have a few different programs, but I was kind of on my third go round, and the program that I had opted to go with was a 30-day cleanse where you do 2 protein shakes, one for breakfast, one for dinner. You have a 500 or 600 calorie lunch, which was to include protein, lean protein, no carbohydrates or complex carbs, and greens, of course. So that was 30 days. And then once per week, you would fast. I chose to do my fast on a Sunday. And then there was also some supplements to take with that, and a daily drink, which I can't recall the name of it. However, in addition to that, there was no processed food, no red meat, no coffee, no sugar, no alcohol. So basically very, very clean eating. And I had done it 2 times before, so I was kind of on my third go round. And this particular time that I was doing it, I did not start in January, and it was primarily because I had some business travel coming up. And I knew it was going to be difficult for me to stick with it because I had not yet mastered the art of traveling and eating well. So I opted to kind of start it when I got back from my last business trip, which was in March of 2014. And I was on a trip in Florida, and I went to see my parents because they go there in the winter. And my dad actually was kind of the one who inspired me, because he started talking to me about this book he had read and was rereading, and the lifestyle changes that he had made. And I mean, obviously I could see it. I think at the time he was 68 years old. He was running every day. He had dropped a significant amount of weight. My father's always been a big man in terms of, I mean, he's 6'3", and I don't know if he was around 240 or somewhere around there for a good part of his life. So, you know, I could see, I mean, he was in and around 200 pounds. So it was, I mean, I could see with my own eyes that it was successful, and he and I had talked about it. And then I had my mother drive me to the bookstore to go get this book. And, the book was called JJ Virgin, or the JJ Virgin Diet. So, I started reading that book, and then, you know, I went home and started my Isagenics cleanse. And then that was the time where I started to integrate what I was learning in the book into the cleanse that I was doing. So on that, and this is where I kind of get into, you know, now I mix and match the best of what I've learned in my reading and education around diet and exercise and nutrition, and how I kind of come up with my own, this is what I do now. So JJ Virgin is a health and wellness expert. She is pretty amazing. I listen to her podcast. I've read her books. I watch her videos, and her concept, is take out 7 foods and drop 7 pounds in 7 days. Drop 7 pounds in 7 days. The long and short of her book is that if you take out the high food intolerant foods, high FI foods, out of your diet for 21 days to allow your gut to heal, and then you slowly begin to reintroduce them, you will see how your body reacts to them. She's pretty clear on that. Your body is a chemistry lab. And those 7 foods are gluten, sugar, soy, corn, dairy, eggs, and peanuts. Those are the high FI foods. So you take those out for 21 days, and then you can slowly introduce one at a time into your diet. And there's a whole exercise and information on how to do that. So for me, what I was reading from her made sense. So it was very logical and well explained. So I started to take some of the things out of the cleanse that I was doing. Corn was easy for me to take out, but corn is very sneaky, hides into a lot of foods. Peanuts were easy because I don't really eat peanuts anyway. Sugar was easy because I was already not having sugar on my cleanse, and I'm not a big sugar person anyhow. Gluten, that was fairly easy. I had to do some swaps there. Dairy was a little bit more difficult, not because I'm not a big dairy drinker anyhow, but I do love cheese. And I think I was eating yogurt at the time as well, which I don't anymore. But the whey protein has dairy in it. I mean, it's whey, so it's dairy. So, you know, I wasn't going to kind of stop what I was doing and throw out all my protein powder that I was using. I decided I was going to kind of finish that up and just start to slowly integrate some of the concepts into the cleanse that I was doing. Then, once I finished my Isagenics cleanse, which I have not done again, I decided to do the 21 days that JJ Virgin spoke about in her book. So for 21 days, I took out all of the foods that she spoke about. Eggs were probably, for me, the hardest. Not the hardest, just, it was, I like eggs. I enjoy eggs. So anyway, but I took them out. Dairy was easy. I do like cheese a lot. But I mean, I've read so many books on dairy and what it does. It was kind of a no-brainer. And I switched up my protein powder. I purchased something that I had used previously with my naturopath. It's a very clean protein powder that you can get in a good health food store, or at the naturopath. Thorn Research is the brand. And I switched over to a vegan protein powder. The difference, you know, with vegan protein powder, I find is it's grainy. So it's very difficult to find a good vegan protein powder that you don't have to blend up with vegetables. I mean, Vega is pretty good, but it does tend to be grainy overall, and it's really just a taste preference. So so I switched over to that. I wasn't able to get any of the JJ Virgin supplements or anything because they were only available in the US, but I'm happy to say they're now available in Canada. And it was very easy to swap out a lot of foods. So, you know, I substituted pasta with brown rice pasta. Instead of using cream in my coffee, I use coconut creamer. And instead of using milk in my tea, I use coconut milk, unsweetened coconut milk. And you know, you have to try things. So almond milk in my tea, I don't personally like. I find it too nutty. Some people don't mind it. I always go for the unsweetened versions of any brand that I get, just because of the sugar factor. Even the coffee creamer, I know the coconut coffee creamer, that there's hazelnut and there's vanilla. And first of all, they're very sweet if you try them. And if you don't usually take sugar in your coffee, you'll really notice it. It's gives a little bit of a punch. And it increases the sugar content significantly if you look at the label. So those things were kind of easy. I will tell you that I still struggle with dairy in terms of coffee. If I'm somewhere where I'm not able to get coconut milk or almond milk, say a restaurant or a breakfast place, I will put a dash of cream in my coffee, and I think it's mental. I need to change the color. I don't know. It's a little bit too bitter for me, and I haven't worked my way around that yet. So, you know, I pretty much cut dairy out of my diet 99% of the time, and I say that because of those little instances where I am going to get something. So that's what I did. So I was doing the JJ Virgin. I have to tell you, and I had my husband do it. And I have to tell you, I felt really, really good. Like I said, what she says in her book, it's very logical. I like the concept of swapping things out instead of saying you can't have this or you can't have that. And the real thing is that you start to recognize how you feel when you do have those things in your diet. So, you know, dairy, for example, I get into many deep discussions with a friend of mine who we've just kind of agreed to disagree on the whole dairy part, and he knows who he is. It makes sense to me. I mean, we would not go up to a cow and drink milk from its udder. Yet because, you know, somebody else does it or a machine does it and we process it and we put it in a nice package and put it on a shelf, we decide to drink it. You know, I'm sure most people have heard that when when you're sick, you shouldn't drink dairy because, you know, it really increases the mucus in your throat, and if you're phlegmy and that kind of thing, you absolutely shouldn't have dairy. So, you know, logic kind of says, if I'm not supposed to have something when I'm sick, why would I have it when I'm healthy? To me, that is just logical. You know, you get more calcium in a head of broccoli than you will in a glass of milk. I mean, there's scientific research that talks about dairy and skin conditions, acne, eczema. And for me, you know, I just feel bloated. I feel bloated, and it kind of drags me down. Now, don't get me wrong. It's tough. I mean, this Christmas, I had a lot of cheese. I hoarded on cheese. I had every type of cheese. I had Guinness cheese, and I had taffy cheese, and I had mango Stilton cheese, and all kinds of stuff. And I will share with you that, I felt it. So, and I also incurred two eye infections, which, you know, when my husband and I were out for a walk, he said, well, you know, you're eating stuff that you don't normally eat, Kim. So why are you surprised? Because I'm usually the one preaching this. And it's true. And I think it was connected, that and the fact I have probably about 9 boxes of turtles over the course of 3 or 4 weeks, which I also don't do ever. But anyway, so not to get too much off track, So the taking those seven foods out for 21 days was fairly easy, nice, easy swaps. I went to quinoa, brown rice pasta. I use for a nice snack, brown rice toast with some nut butter and banana. That was really great. And then as the summer kind of came for the last few years, I generally eat well, but lean a little back towards my previous eating habits. The cheese comes out a little bit more, beer for sure. Then you just start making bad decisions about, oh, look at, there's a couple chips there. Those won't hurt me. Or, you know, somebody's having nachos and nachos are corn and corn is bad. So, you know, you start to kind of get into those things. And then that's why come September, I would reset, or I do reset, because like, hold on, I gotta stop the press here and regroup and get back to my regular eating habits. Because the reality is that I know I feel 10 times better. And as I always tell my children, garbage in, garbage out. You want to eat like crap, you're going to feel like crap. And they know that. So that's kind of, you know, where I'm at in terms of reset. So in September 2018, so last year, I actually took it a step further and I read a new book over the summer because I was using JJ Virgin's paleo inspired protein. I decided to read a little bit more about paleo. And the thing about paleo, again, made perfect sense to me. The only difference between the diet that I had at the time and the paleo diet is the grains. So I had to take out the grains. Everything else I was already doing. No dairy, no, you know, soy, no corn, no sugar, all those things I was already doing. So it was just one thing that I had to really focus on, and that was the grains. And I have to tell you, that was a little bit more difficult. So I do still struggle with that a little bit. I do enjoy vegan food. So, I have to be cautious there because there's grains in that. However, the way I look at it is that, you know, I'm having a quinoa bowl with fresh vegetables and, you know, no dairy and no crap in it. It's not like I'm going to McDonald's and having a Big Mac and French fries. So, you know, it's not going to harm me in any great way because I'm not on an AIP diet, which is an autoimmune diet. So now I've moved into paleo and I like paleo. It's good. Like I said, I've already been kind of doing it just with the grain piece was the only piece I had to take out. So it wasn't too difficult. And sometimes I still, you know, like I mentioned earlier, I still slip. I still, I'll have some cheese with meats when I'm, you know, at a get together or a party and that's kind of what's on the table. I do indulge a little bit there, but if it continues, then I certainly feel it, which I did this Christmas. And of course the chocolate piece as well, which I'm not really much of a chocolate or candy eater, but, I have a little bit of a small addiction to turtles. Rah, rah, rah. So that's kind of where I'm at now. And now I'm actually starting to dabble in intermittent fasting. So I'm kind of at 14 hours right now. Again, not very difficult because for me anyway, because, I don't usually eat dinner anyway. I'm very busy and I don't actually have time for dinner. So I make sure I have a really good breakfast. I usually have a beef isolate protein shake. Then when I get to work, I usually have a couple boiled eggs and a half of an avocado. And then for lunch, I have a really big salad with meat. I usually make my own dressing or I get a really good brand that doesn't have any of the stuff I already talked about in it, which it's out there. Or I'll have a lot of greens and meat. And then for a snack, I'll usually have an apple with some nut butter, or, you know, some coconut yogurt with some type of paleo granola or some smart I have a couple different things you can get at the store just that doesn't have grains in it, but it fills the yogurt a little bit. So that's kind of what I have. And then I'm not really hungry anymore. Sometimes I get a little bit of a hunger pang around 8 o'clock at night. And if it's really, you know, if I really, really need it, I'll have half a banana or an apple or something. But overall, I don't really eat in the evening anyway, because I'm on the go with the kids. So I'm not, for me, I'm not really missing anything. That's what fits into my day. You know, when I speak to other people, they don't do breakfast. They have to have dinner. So they kind of like, no, I'll go till 11 o'clock and I'll just start eating at noon. Because I usually work out in the evening and I want my protein shake or whatever the case is. So that's where you really need to, find out what works best for you and do it in small increments, whatever it is. So it's taken me 5 years to get to this point where now I'm at a reset, every January, every September, on my own. I know what's right for me. I follow, you know, the JJ Virgin piece. I follow paleo. I follow intermittent fasting. And I put it all together to do what works for me. So I think that's really the key. For everyone is that there's no, I don't believe that there's any one way to do anything, but if you use your brain and logic and do your research and take little golden nuggets, again, there's the little golden nuggets, take them away from what you learn and then do what makes sense for you. So I hope that's helpful, or completely confusing. I hope that's helpful as you think about, you know, if you're doing a January cleanse, or I know February's coming up and there's a big thing on Facebook right now, Dry February. You know, if you're trying that, great time to do a cleanse too, because if you're not having alcohol, you've taken out a lot of opportunity there for poor eating and sugar and those types of things anyway. So if you'd like more information on anything that I've spoken about, feel free to send me an email, kabertrand@gmail.com. And happy cleansing, detoxing, resetting, whatever it is you do, whatever you call it. I hope whatever you're doing works for you, and you're getting the results that you want. Have a great rest of your day.